The Whitewater Common Council went on record Tuesday night opposing Governor Scott Walker's proposed $300 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system. A council resolution specifically pointed to UW-Whitewater, which council members cited as an economic and cultural resource for the community. UW-Whitewater would face an estimated $6 million in annual cuts under Walker's budget. Councilmember Sarah Brigant, who will graduate from UWW this spring, called the governor's plan deeply disturbing.
I worry that our academic programs will suffer, that students will not want to come here, that we will not be able to create an atmosphere that students want to come to UW-Whitewater or to any school in the UW system.
Councilmember Stephanie Abbott is a longtime Republican, but she and Walker part company on the budget issue. Abbott is a recent Whitewater graduate, and she credits the university with launching her adult life and career. She wants it to remain strong so it can do the same for others.
I'm deeply grateful to the university and beyond that, very, very hopeful that our state legislators can work together to maybe find a little bit more common ground, because I think partisanship is a dangerous game when it comes to certain policy areas.
Members acknowledged Tuesday that their vote was merely symbolic, but they held out hope that many such voices, joined together, would be loud enough to influence the budget debate in Madison. For Webhawk News, this is Jim Cates in Whitewater.